This month on Hot 919, it's Mandela Day every day. Hot Cares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
We're aiming to change 100 lives. Hot Cares, Madiba's birthday month. And on the line right now, I've got Gwen Pretorius from Champions for Change on the line. Gwen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
So it's a small non-profit organization, Champions for Change. Tell us what you do.
Yes, Mark. What we do is we work with a lot of ladies that have been through domestic violence, and we get children that have been raped and abused. We work through the police and through our rape crisis centers at the clinics that do the forensic medicine.
In the ideal world, it would be nice if you didn't need to have your organization because it didn't happen, but the reality is it does. And in terms of stats, is it quite high?
At the moment, you know, we did, last year we saw 144 cases. A lot of women don't want to come forward, but if your child has been abused, a woman will definitely bring her child to us. Or the police will send them through, or child welfare will ask us to do art and craft with the child to help with the healing process.
Now, I know it's run by yourself and someone else. Are you the nurse?
Yes, I'm the nurse, and my sister is a teacher. She's working in the Northern Cape.
Okay.
And I've got a beautiful chaplain that comes and helps us from the emergency services, working with the Florida Fire Brigade. So we have all the lovely people here to come and help us with the children.
So you've got children coming through, and you do workshops, if I'm not mistaken, counseling programs, so that they don't have to feel ashamed, and they have the opportunity to talk about what they've gone through and start that healing process.
That's a general idea. Most of the ladies that are volunteering here, Mark, we've all been through, we've been raped, or we come from domestic violence. So we are not shy to speak out and talk out about it. And this helps our young ladies and to open up as well. You know, you can't keep quiet about these things. And the only way to heal is to let go of it and speak openly about it.
Now, being a non-profit, I would imagine it's not luxurious facilities that you're working from at the moment.
Not at all. This was an old pub, and we tried to convert the building, fix the roof. The tennis courts are atrocious, but we need help. We would love to get more homes down. I'd love to open up a legal aid clinic. I need to get social workers here. I'd love to open up a kids clinic. There's so much we would love to do, but we are really held back with funding.
So what do you do on the tennis court? I mean, you're obviously not playing tennis, or have you got like little mobile structures on the tennis court?
Yes, we've got our Wendy houses, and then we've painted two netball courts, because that is, you know, the tennis courts go further to another club. So we've created little netball courts for our little ones, and we've got swing ball to teach them. Because remember, Mark, our children that come this side are under 14 years old.
Hmm.
Most of the rape victims are between 5, 6, and 7 years old.
Sure.
So they're not at the tennis states yet, but we just do art and craft with them, little gardening, sewing, knitting, and we've reduced our netball height, the court, the poles, so that they can play netball as well, to qualify us to be on the court.
Well, Hot Cares found out that at the moment you don't have a private room for counseling to make the children feel at ease. So to aid this excellent initiative that you and your sister do, Hot Cares will be donating a 2.4 by 2.4 meter Wendy house, which will serve as a counseling room. It's valued at about 9,000 Rand, and may that go a small way towards enabling you to do your job even better.
Thank you so much for that, Hot Cares. Thank you very much. Mark, this is very good news for us, because we need the space, a private, confidential space.
You and your sister are angels on earth for what you do to these young children, to help them feel a sense of hope after what they've gone through. Champions for Change. Gwen Pretorius, thank you for chatting to us, and the Hot team will be in touch with you, okay?
Lovely. Thank you so much for this, Mark, and thank you to Hot Cares. We really appreciate your assistance.
You are most
blessed.
You are most welcome. That's Gwen Pretorius from Champions for Change. That Wendy house, valued at about 9,000 Rand, going towards creating that private area so that they can do one-on-one counseling with these children in need. Hot Cares, changing 100 lives in July.
This month on Hot 91.9, it's Mandela Day, every day. Hot Cares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.